This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival in Lakeview with Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions, David Axelrod and David French in conversation, Padma Lakshmi, historian Jelani Cobb on social movements, Kimberly Crenshaw, and Radiolab's Jad Abumrad with Linda Berry. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
Chicago Public Schools is considering making the biggest change in a decade to how it admits students to its selective elementary and high schools. The school district wants more low-income students at these elite schools, but the change also will have consequences for middle and upper middle class students. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp is here to tell us more. And Sarah, can you start by telling us a little bit about these schools?
Sure. So these are schools that have certain academic standards to meet to get into, both grades and test scores. They're the gifted and classical elementary schools and the accelerated academic centers that are for 7th and 8th grade students, and they're located in high schools. And then there's these 11 selective enrollment high schools. Among the best high schools in the city and even the state, some even in the nation, they are places like Walter Payton and Whitney Young, Lindblom and Brooks.
And Sarah, could you explain how seats are awarded now and what change CPS is proposing?
Yes. So students get in based on their grades and test scores. Most of the students are competing against students from their same socioeconomic group. So 70% of seats are divided among four groups of students based on their socioeconomic characteristics of where they live. But the other 30% of seats are awarded exclusively to students who earn the most points in the admission system. What CPS wants to do is to end the 30% set aside for kids earning the most points or reserve more seats for students from low-income backgrounds.
And what do we know about what's behind this? Why does the school district want to do this?
The reason is that those 30% of seats overwhelmingly go to students from higher-income families. Lauren Sartain, who has studied selective enrollment schools for the University of Chicago Consortium on School Research, says making this change will help even the scales.
That means that a student living in a really low-income neighborhood who has high academic records is equally as likely to get into a selective enrollment high school as a student who is from a higher-income neighborhood.
And that's CPS CEO Pedro Martinez's goal. He says that he wants to make sure that everyone has the same chance to get into these super good schools and that he believes academic ability is spread evenly across the district.
Well, this is a pretty big change. What kind of reaction are you expecting?
So I think it's going to be very controversial. You have to remember that especially the high schools are highly sought after, and trying to get in creates a lot of stress for students. So if you reduce the number of seats for students from higher income neighborhoods, that's even going to up the stress. I talked to a former principal of an elementary school in Lakeview, and he said that parents often believe in equity until it affects their children. Arj Ariathurai is on the local school council at that Lakeview Elementary School, and one of his daughters went to Payton College Prep. To get into Payton, she had to have a near-perfect score. He said at first, parents might not be too angry about this change, but
it could eventually lead to my kid got a perfect score and didn't get into any of these schools, didn't get into Whitney, didn't get into Lane. And I think that would be where you would start seeing people like becoming very unhappy.
So others say that they hope this policy change will spur discussion on how to create better neighborhood schools so that more parents will see them as an option and not be so laser focused on these selective enrollment schools.
That's WBEZ's education reporter, Sarah Karp. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.